All the things you can think, all the things you can think when you're reading news. All the things you can do when you're not sad and blue. You can reach to the sky. Think of runaway dreams, science questions and schemes. You can almost fly. All the things you can think when you're reading news. News, 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 news. Hello, you are listening to MuseCast, the unofficial podcast of Muse Magazine, created by
Taiwan Hippo Fan
and Purple Panda. This episode, we thought we could talk a bit about
Antarctica, because
Muse must have published something about it at some point, but before we do that, we will take a break to do something else.
Like what? yes, of course!
We thought we would listen to this song. It was written by Stephen Sondheim, Purple Panda, and Taiwan Hippo Fan.
Coco Pelly, Muse of Tunes and Tricks. A-I-O-U. Amazing Muse of Software. Muse of factoids or random facts. Muse of plants. Muse of getting along with people.
Searcher of starry nights.
But
the caring muse of animals. Chad. The Malian muse of hardware. Muse of bad poetry.
O muses, gather together, inspire us!
That was fantastic. Now we are going to have an interview.
Please welcome Roberta Phil Wigner, an expert on rare wongs, to MuseCast. Hello, Roberta!
And oh, cut! What?
Roberta couldn't make it. She didn't give us permission to record us. To record her.
Oh, shoot. Now what do we do?
Quick, Violet Fire's on iChat. Get her on audio to play Roberta.
Good idea. I'm on it.
Violet Fire, we need your help. We're IMing you the script. Just say whatever the thing that says Roberta says, okay?
Huh? What? Oh, okay.
Please welcome, Roberta Phil Wigner to MuseCast. Hello, Roberta.
Hi, everyone.
So, Roberta, what do you have to say about the rare wongs mentioned in the wong thread on MuseBlog?
Interesting question. The answer is complete rubbish. There are millions of platinum wongs and nugget wongs compared to some poor species, such as the wilted wong. There is a one baby wilted wong left in the world. It exists in a small nest in an enormous enclosure right in the wong labs. It has been years since anything interesting has happened to it, and we fear that the species has already become extinct.
On the Muse blog, bloggers have been trying to figure out how wongs are born. Do they lay eggs, or are they live born? What do you have to say about this matter?
That's an interesting topic. It all depends on the species of wong. Some wong, such as the wilted wong, simply appear every billion years or so, and are usually quickly gobbled up by predators. Others, such as the computer wong, simply appear, but much more often than the wilted wong, as often as once a minute. Common garden wongs are live-born in litters, and still others, like the nugget wongs, are born like cockroaches, in eggs, then brought back up into the mother to protect them, and when fully hatched, brought back into the world. There have been no wongs discovered that lay hard-shelled eggs, but I believe that if they exist, the Muse bloggers will find them.
That's very interesting. I have one more question for you. What can we do to help endangered and threatened Wongs thrive and common Wongs to stay common?
There are many things we can do. One is simply to keep experimenting with the Wongs. The more we learn about them, the easier it is to protect them. Another is not to kill them, however tempting it is to kill the pesky lice Wongs and the bloodthirsty black Wongs. Stay informed on the latest news on Wongs. A website can tell you the newest information about saving Wongs and about Wongs in general. Also, go Wong searching. Every Wong deserves to be examined and brought to good health as well as to live. The Wong you find might be on the endangered list or even the extinct list. So contact the Wong labs when you find a Wong that needs help. We'll do whatever we can to get it ready to go.
Thank you, Roberta. We enjoyed speaking with you. This podcast was brought to you by the Oasis Mirage. Hello, and welcome to the Oasis Mirage. We've got the most expensive products around, and if you're ever planning a party, feel free to drop in. My name is Emma, and I just want to tell you how great this place is. And if you don't have enough money for our products, you can work for it. The Oasis Mirage is now hiring.
Thank you for listening to MuseCast.
Hey, we never got to around to talking about Antarctica.
Yeah. Oh well.